Good morning, Ebony. Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Tuesday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news, y'all. Our famous lovebirds that we love so much, Chloe and Lamar, it's being reported, y'all, that it is official that their show has been canceled, according to the HollywoodLife.com.
Get out of here.
Yes, they're saying that it's canceled. They're saying because right now they want to save their marriage. Really. Now, they're saying, y'all, that this is very touching to me, y'all, that the Kardashians confirmed that it's true, y'all, that Lamar and Chloe have finally agreed, y'all, to cancel Chloe and Lamar in order to save his NBA basketball career. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Lamar was one of the top players in the NBA, and they said he was happily a member of the L.A. Lakers when he first met that. No, I ain't gonna call no tramp. When he met
Chloe. Like Chloe, don't we?
Yeah, we like Chloe somewhat, honey, but she's still part of that Kardashian family. But they're saying, y'all, that there's no way, y'all, when they tied the knot in that purple Lakers thing wedding, that he could have planned, y'all, or foreseen giving up his basketball career that he loved so much when he married that doggone Chloe in that Kardashian clan. Now, they're saying, y'all, that Lamar blamed the distraction because of the filming of Chloe and Lamar for his poor performance, which that probably wasn't the deal. He just probably was just a sorry basketball player. And they're saying, y'all, that he desperately wanted to quit the show, but they're saying that the family told him no. Now, this is the tea, honey. This is really killing me. They're saying, y'all, it's being reported, y'all, that Kris Jenner, the mom of Khloe Kardashian, the momager of the Kardashians, said, "You are dumb. How could you give up our famous brand to save your doggone marriage? Do you not know that he is an athlete, a basketball player? Dumb black athletes come a dime, a dozen. You could get another one."
Black athletes ain't dumb.
Well, not all of them, but 99.9% of them are. Now, they say, honey, she dated him for a doggone month. A month, Ricky, and then they married each other? That's very dumb, honey.
Some of them got that file like that, pimping.
Who? The basketball players or those women?
No, I really think that Chloe and Lamar love each other. I think, Gary.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, honey. But, honey, the family is very angry, y'all, because she is giving up the brand. The Kardashian brand, y'all, is just what's getting all these dummies. Look at Kanye West. I mean, that's all media hype behind him and that doggone tramp Kim, honey. But it is a sad thing that this man would give up his career, almost lost his job, honey, behind the damn TV show, knowing that's not what he really wanted to do. And he let this woman suck him in to playing on this show.
I mean, sometimes things sound like a good idea until you get into the mix of it. He's like, you know what? This isn't working for my life
schedule. He's trying to fix it.
Exactly. That's why the mama said you could get a dumb basketball player Negro anytime, honey. Because, honey, I mean, hey.
So you said they had like slaves.
Like slaves. I mean, Ricky, you
they
know
be,
what's working for you.
They be dark skin, they be sweating.
They be sweating, honey.
And they be talking real mammy-ish.
Uh-huh.
And their white t-shirt be tatted.
I say, I love you, Kizzy.
I love you. And I play on your TV show and give up my career.
And their lips be trembling.
Their lips be trembling, honey. So, honey,
they bought a lip be trembling like bubble gum.
Yeah, like bubble gum shrimp.
So, it's just a sad thing, though, y'all, that he's
shrimp.
Doing is he was publicly humiliated.
Butterfly
now he has
shrimp.
Okay, that's enough, damn it. Let me finish my story.
Yeah, I want to hear the next one.
So he had the next story, y'all. Oh, y'all know Robin Griffin, the guy who Robin Griffin just signed with the dog on Washington.
Yeah, he just bought his girlfriend something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he didn't buy Becky.
Oh, he went and got him a white woman.
Yeah, we got him one here. She found him when he was on the doggone car.
Her name is Rebecca, dog.
Well, they call her Becky. What Rebecca's on call?
I keep
Becky.
It real with you.
Now, honey, she
saw a white woman so fine in the airport we was at. In Houston, George Bush International Airport. She was standing in line in TSA. I swear to God.
Well,
I swear
I'm gonna
to
tell
God,
you what, Robert,
she could have got it.
Well, Robert then brought her a convertible Bentley already. I'm like, God, dog, you ain't even got on the team.
That white woman was thick and she was bow-legged.
Whatever, that'll be a keychain. She should have been driving a damn Toyota. The Kalorda Day, y'all, is a great
time. Would you let him get
the color? Shut up, about you and your doggone bacon. The Kalorda Day is butterscotch. On the high end, you say butterscotch, and on the low end, say golden brown. Now, you go get your bacon, honey.
Butterscotch shrimp.